Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Richard Sutton joining us this morning. Richard, very well known to all of us. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. But we wanted to chat a little bit about the stress that we feel given the global situation. So we look around the world and America is, I don't know, they think, most of them think that they're going to be in a civil war in the next 10 years, in the energy crisis in the US and the UK, as well as Europe. There's this stress, this global anxiety that keeps coming our way. And the question is, how much does it impact us? And if so, what can we do about it?
Well, I think there's a couple of vantage points and perspectives here. The first is that we can't do anything about it. I mean, these external factors are beyond our control.
Absolutely.
In many respects. We had no real influence over COVID. COVID arrived and it shook us up. And for the last 2.5 years, we've been kind of just licking our wounds in many respects. We've had the war in the Ukraine. It's beyond our control. Climate change, we should have been controlling it, but now we're realizing the impact of not being responsible over all these decades. And the list goes on in terms of these factors that do cause us stress. But fundamentally, at its core, stress is uncertainty. It's a lack of control. It's the sense of overwhelm and not being able to dictate life on your terms at the end of the day. And there's a lot of research saying that stress has very negative outcomes from a health perspective. And there was one paper that was published, I think it was a news article, that they were saying that the prevalence of stress-related health disorders has increased, and there's this direct correlation. But it's a double-edged sword at the same time, because because we're stressed doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate to ill health, although there's a very high correlation between the two. And I think that's that fundamental distinction that we have to have. It's almost a self-perpetuating phenomenon, where if we believe that stress is bad for us, it ultimately manifests in that reality. So one has to be very, very careful on this path. There was actually a very interesting study. It was published at the University of Wisconsin and involved a lot of people over a very long period of time. It's 30,000 people over 8 years.
Wow.
And they were looking at perception, just like if we perceive stress to be bad for us, how does it affect us? And basically, they were able to kind of divide the participants in the group into two. So one group was, stress is really big and bad, and it's going to affect me negatively, and I don't know how I'm going to cope, and it's going to affect my health and well-being in the future. And another group was exposed to the same stresses and the same daily challenges, but they believe that that's just something we've got to live with and something we've got to get over and something we've got to manage. And they looked at the outcome at the end of the 8 years. And what they found was those individuals who believed that stress was bad for them had a 44% or 43% increased risk of developing a chronic disease or even to the extent
because
of
their perception around.
Because of their perception.
That's so interesting.
And this is even more interesting, is that the group that believed that stress was not bad for them and it was just one of those things we have to live with, their increased risk of developing chronic disease or premature mortality within that age of period was only 3%. It was negligible. So when we hear this kind of this narrative that is very centered on stress is here, it's overwhelming, it's all consuming and it's going to destroy our health, we've got to be very careful within our own mindset. And stress is very manageable at the end of the day.
And it is so interesting, because there are many of us that actually thrive on stress and we actually enjoy it. Obviously, it depends on the level of stress and it depends on the nature of the stress. God forbid a situation about somebody's health or something like that is a different story. But daily stress is actually something that can be quite helpful in a way.
100%. Stress is almost a survival software that's been gifted to us. So when we get stressed, we've got all these systems coming together to give us resources and abilities that we actually don't have in the day, in the normal course of the day. So we have the immune system, cardiovascular system, nervous system, hormonal system, all integrated instantaneously. Just very exhausting on the system. So if we're quite strategic and we can turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, off when we need it, off when we don't, stress can be a very liberating experience. But the one thing that's fascinating is that what differentiates us in this day and age is one thing and one thing alone, And that is creativity. This is what machines can't do. This is what AI can't do, is this create realities that don't exist, or see realities that don't exist as we understand it right now. And this is the gift that we've been given. Now, the interesting thing about creativity is it requires just a little bit of stress. You can't be creative without an initial stress trigger. And then you've got to be placed in an environment that's nurturing and supportive and conducive to your well-being. It's like the most incredible phenomenon that takes place, because it's a neurochemical, neuromolecular. But stress is basically the enabler of the best version of ourselves. But it's all contingent on one thing: keep it on a leash. Don't let it run away with you.
So you've got to curtail it. It's interesting what you were saying. I want to go back to something you said earlier about control. There are things we can't control, and anxiety and stress is often about those things. What I've noticed is when, with certain people, when they're feeling stressed, you start to see them almost micromanaging or trying to control every little bit of the environment, of their own environment, that they can. And generally, that's a real indicator that they're feeling very stressed.
I think that it's our innate nature to want to create a microcosm of safety and stability.
Right.
And when you do feel the world is overwhelming, and boy, I mean, the last 3 years have been something else. I mean, it's almost science fiction in many respects. Just the compounding events. It's not just COVID. It's everything at these intervals that we've experienced.
Right.
So I think it would be almost a logical conclusion that many people right now are trying to create these microcosms for themselves, you know, whether it's their immediate space or their workspace or just their relationships or micromanaging others or whatever it is. It's just I need to gain this control. And the funny thing is that there can be merit in this. There was a big study. It was in the UK. It was over about 40 years and involved just under 28,000 people. And it was looking at the biggest trigger in stress in businesses and organizations and the outcomes, how it affects its people and who's affected the most. And it was a very insightful study. But the big takeaway from the study was that the primary trigger in stress is a lack of control. You know, when people feel they're out of control, that is the big figure. And it does correlate and does translate to ill health and compromised health over time if you're not managing it successfully. But within this study, what they found was there was groups that outside of the work environment where they had no control in the work environment, outside the work environment, they're either kind of captain of the football team or they were kind of chairman of a shul or whatever it is. But they were in a position of control and authority and structure. They had structures in place around them outside of the work environment. It was a work environment related study. And they found that those individuals had absolutely no compromise in health and well-being, secondary to the fact that they've created these little microcosms for themselves. So there's merit in it, for sure.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. I could continue chatting to Richard, as I always say, for hours, because so much information and so absolutely fascinating, as well as relevant. It is 8:22. That is Richard Sutton talking to us about stress and about how to manage it in our lives, because stress is always around us. There's not much we can do. Richard, health and performance educator, author of The Stress Code.